Want to welcome Rene Vaca to the Dana Cortez Show. Let's make it.
Yes, sir.
What's up, guys? What's up? What's up?
I want to do a Ric Flair.
Oh, yes. We have to.
Let's do it.
We have to.
What's that?
Rene Vaca, you familiar with the great legendary wrestler, Ric Flair? Okay. All right, so we kick off every interview with two claps and a Ric Flair. So,
okay.
Woo! On three. All right, here we go. One, two, three.
See?
There you go.
Now you're not Cthulhu like anymore. Now you're completely awake.
No.
How hard was it to wake up this early?
I was hoping that my road manager had forgot about the interview.
Forget it?
I woke up like at 6. I was like, oh, damn, I think we were supposed to be up already. I'll just like just go to sleep. Let's just hope they don't wake you up. And
but you know what, Renee? You got the vibe. You put the hoodie on, you put the sunnies on, and you're good to go.
Nobody knows.
Nobody.
That's why I love the radio. I'm like, oh, you guys don't have to see my face? Okay, good.
Oh, you're going to see your face later on when we edit the video.
Oh, but right my
now,
God.
Right now, it's just audio. Let me ask you something. You said you saw when I followed you. I mean, I've been watching you for a minute. Man, the success, obviously a lot of hard work, but it's happened pretty quickly. Relatively quickly, what do you think is the key to that success? And it just keeps growing and growing everywhere you go, selling out, getting bigger and bigger.
I mean, you had to make some money to afford that watch right there.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, shout out Jimmy Boy, you know, my jeweler.
What do you think the key to that is?
Hiding how easy it is, I guess, because it was not overnight for me. I guess for comedians, there's a lot of comedians out there that they struggle, man. You know, it's like takes them 10 years, 15 years. Mm-hmm. Thank God, you know, we've been blessed. But you know, I like to think that I've put my all into it, man. And that's pretty much it. Just give it your all. You really got to know if this game is for you. And they'll tell you early, like, if it's for you or not. You know, you get signs early. You know, oh, shit, I'm supposed to be here. Things come easy to you, you know. And you'll know quickly if you don't belong here.
The crowd will let you know, right?
Yeah.
What was the defining moment? Yeah.
I told myself if I didn't... I dropped out of college for it. So I told myself if I don't do anything in 5 years, then...
You go back to school.
I'll go back to school.
Yeah.
Then 4 years later, I went stand-up NBC and got a development deal with NBC before COVID hit.
Oh my God.
So that was like a big, okay, I belong here. And they told me too, like, this is your destiny. So I was like, I don't need to hear from nobody else. I just had a studio exec tell me that from NBC.
So you believed in yourself, but you think somebody of that stature telling you, I believe in you too. Did that make a difference?
Yeah. It meant more than my parents.
No, I get it because your parents love you no matter what.
Yeah,
they gotta believe in you. It's their job.
This guy gave me $30,000. I'm like, okay.
Yo, I believe you.
I'm like, it was my 4 year in comedy. I got $30,000 for, and that was a big competition. That was like, they auditioned comedians from all around the country, of thousands and thousands of comedians, and they only chose 8 to be the finalists, and they only chose 1 to be the winner. And that was you. Yeah.
Do you know who you're up against? Is anybody still out there doing it, or you don't even?
Actually, there's a lot of people that I was up against, and a lot of people that have been doing it for years. Man, that's when the hate started coming in, right?
I was gonna say because you know
you ain't popping and got haters.
Yeah.
But how do you deal with that? How do you deal with like people that are like my mom and dad
built me tough, man. That's why I'm saying, like, you know, there's people that can handle all this, and you'll see. Like, I don't know, like, my mom raised me with words I can't even say right now on the radio. So
you can say whatever you want. Let her fly. She raised you like my grandma. I can say bad words.
Yeah.
We are going to do this. This is the podcast. We're going to edit down for the radio, and then we're going to put it on socials.
Oh,
it's a new wave, man. We don't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's a new wave.
What the fuck? You got me talking all clean? Fucking angel, piece of shit, bitch, retard. Gay. That's how my mom.
It's all Arturo's fault.
Are you talking to me?
I turned into my mom for a second. That's exactly how she. That's how she talked to me.
That's
you know,
how
like,
my Nana talked to me too.
Yeah, like, and it was just like, you know what I'm saying. Like my mom would be like the type, like, if you trip and you laugh about it and you're like, oh my God, you guys saw me fall, and my mom would be like, you think it's funny that you're fucking stupid? You think it's funny that you retarded them ass?
So the crowd is nothing. The people around you are nothing.
Nah, man. This is home. You know, like the negative comments or the positive comments, the hateful comments.
They're comments.
They're just comments, man. Whatever. You know, like my mom used to say words. It was just also just like, it's the idea of, you know, I'm also a people's person. I love people. I do this for the people. So it's
you said love all people?
Huh?
Like you love all people? Like, yeah, you know, I love you do all, it for the people?
I do it for the fucking people.
Okay, speaking of the people.
Champ, Renee Baca.
I am the people's champ.
The people's champ.
That he is, dog. The leg has revolutionized stand-up comedy.
So they sent me this bio, you know, and I'm like, all right, let me read what the bio
fucking hate
says.
That bio. We need to change it.
I've got to tell you, you got to work on a bio. And he started a landscaping business at 15.
So that was like, that was a bio I fucking wrote. I think when I was 15.
Before NBC.
When you were 15 years old. Right, like definitely. Well, tell me about the landscaping. Like what at 15 made you think I'm going to go out and be my own boss?
I didn't want to fight. My dad got arrested, you know, and so we lost a lot of money there. And my mom ended up marrying this gardener.
Right.
You know, and this guy was like one of those guys, like, you know, convincing my mom to like, oh, you gotta teach your kids to work hard like
hard
me.
Work.
Like me.
Yes.
Fucking annoying ass fool. Fuck that fool. And then my mom made me go work with him, and then eventually my dad found out that I was working for this fucking guy. He was like, fuck that, I'll buy your own machines and I'll buy you a truck, like you don't need
your
to
own
work.
Thing.
Yeah, you're not gonna work for that fool. And I was like, all right, thanks, dad.
And he did?
Yeah.
And so you started your own business? How long did it last?
So I lasted like a year and a half. We were actually me and my little brother every fucking weekend just mowing lawns and fucking it was funny, but we'd fight in the middle of the lawn sometimes. Bro, you picking up? No, fuck you. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, bro.
I can't tell you how many times me and my brother fought, like on a job site.
Yeah.
Thank God there was no ring cameras back then.
The landlord coming out, breaking us up. Hey, guys. Can you guys mow the fucking lawn?
But they kept hiring you because
It didn't last. I went to college, man. Thank God. Yeah. That's if anything gave me the motivation.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to UC Merced. That was like a university by the Bay Area. It's like 2 hours from the Bay Area.
You're from California?
Van Nuys, California.
Your parents push you to go to college. Did your mom and dad tell you, you got to go to college?
Yeah, I mean, they were always, you know, that's still my mom's dream, is for one of us to graduate, right?
She's like, this comedy stuff's cool and all.
Who's going to get me the degree, man?
Can we have a first person in our family?
After I dropped out and made it, my other brothers dropped out, too. And they're like, man, he made it and he dropped out, you know. And
are they doing it like you?
Oh no.
Go back to school. Damn.
One of my little brothers, Arturo, he just started doing stand-up with me 2 months ago.
Nice.
You know, they were doing before that he was lost. And
and now he's been found.
And you know, my other little brother is doing MMA right now too, but you know, he's, you know,
where's he doing MMA? Where's he learning that? Is he in Albuquerque?
No, he's in
Jackson's gym, or where's he?
No, he's in LA, you know, my brother. Nice. LA, Van Nuys, California, man.
You take him to Albuquerque.
So we're talking, you sacrificed your you know, landscaping career. You sacrificed
so fun.
Your college
sacrifice
career.
Yeah,
also,
let that
bro,
go.
On the way, bro.
If it's okay to peel the onion back a little bit too, you've also, I mean, we're sitting in a room with people who have multiple divorces here.
Wow.
Dana's divorced.
It's just me.
Okay,
why you gotta say everybody? I've been divorced twice.
Anthony,
not
let the
multiple.
Cat out the bag, then.
Damn, same guy or two different guys?
No, two different. That's my husband now. Third time's a motherfucking charm.
Wait, so you're the third husband?
I'm the third husband.
Wow, look at that.
Third time's a charm. I joke about it because it's embarrassing. I heard you recently split. What happened, man?
Oh, fucking nosy ass Anthony, bitch. Bitch ass.
It's hard, dude. It's like you think you're in it with somebody and
then
it doesn't work out.
Okay, no, it was, yeah, man, it's just hard, you know, in this business, you know, you're traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this is a different business. People don't trust you. That's why he's a DJ. Like, it's different because he gets it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. And
she didn't get it.
She didn't get it right now. Where I guess we're trying to work it out too. So, I'm trying to be
little
nice.
Bounce back situation.
Yeah. Hopefully, but you know, third time's a charm. Hopefully. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. You
know, they're looking at her neck. Yeah. Sure.
Does she understand? Is she willing to support you and understand you travel? This is work. It's fun, but it's still work at the end of the day, man.
Yeah. I think for me, as long as you know, it is work, and it is a lot of people like to say, "Hey, bro, you're in this industry, bro. You're gonna be around women. You're gonna be around drunks. You're gonna be around." But that as long, yeah, you're gonna be around all that, right? But you don't have to. That doesn't have to be a part of your life. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be like, yeah, bro, you gotta go strip, bro. You gotta fucking go to the bars and spend money for it. You gotta have women around you, bro. How are you gonna be a star, bro? There's a lot of stars out there that are living right. They don't have to be out there in the clubs popping bottles. That's your vision of success. Like, you think Steve Carell, the guy from The Office, is out there popping bottles? You think you'll see him at Fat Tuesdays at night, like kicking it? Like, nah. Like there's different types of success, and it all depends on what you want. If you want that rapper kind of success, which is the one that everyone's like, oh, that life is crazy, yeah, that's okay. If you want to have that kind of success, or you want to have that Steve Carell kind of success, or you want to have, you know, like some John Cena type of success, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
It's all just like different. So
I've always said too, and I'm just gonna say, I'm Chicana, Mexican, all that stuff, but I'm just gonna say our people spend money on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We don't invest, we don't put back in ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
What time is it?
I got some money I've spent too.
Oh,
but I make sure that what's your philosophy? You can buy it three times over. If you can't buy it three times over, you shouldn't be buying it.
No, 100%. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta invest in ourselves, and hopefully you take care of your family.
Yeah, of course, man, and that's the goal, and I'm still not even where I want to be yet, you know, but in my head, I'm just like, you know, that whole, hello?
Hello?
Is it her?
Hey, babe.
Hello?
I'm on the radio right now.
Oh, and he says he loves you very much. He just told everybody how much he loves you.
You're actually on the radio right now, babe.
Call me later.
Are you there?
Babe.
She hung up.
Oh, no, she's there. Okay.
Put it on the mic.
Preguntarte. Let me ask you. Okay, he says he's trying to work it out, girl. I'm married to my husband in the studio. My name is Dana Cortez. His name is DJ Automatic. And we work together, and it's a hard life, but do you want to work this out? Because he says he loves you.
Oh.
Okay, good. Because you can work it out. I promise. My husband broke up with me one time. He broke up. He dumped me, and now we're back together. And now we've been together. I swear to God, it's a true story. Over a decade. Yeah.
Over third time around.
It can work. Oh, this is good.
Third time. Hey, third time's a charm.
This is my girl. Third husband. Third time's a charm. It can work. I promise. Okay.
Third husband. What the.
This is our third time trying.
See, you can work. You can make it work. What's your name?
Kenya.
Okay, Kenya. All right. I'm going to talk to you later. I'm going to DM you, okay? Nice to meet you.
What the
too.
Fuck?
Okay. I'm going to DM her.
Oh, you're in.
Watch.
All right, I'll call you later. I love you.
This can work. Right. Okay, bye, Kenya. And on that note, Renee Vaca is live. at the Tempe Improv. And we'd like to give tickets away to all the lovers out there, to all the people that believe in love.
I lost all my bitches tonight, didn't I?
602-256-6983, caller 9, you win. Renee Vaca, let's make some noise, baby.